Thank you, Tess, very much. Going to finish up things here and talk to this wonderful wonderful family here. Mary Elizabeth, you guys are proud, I know, to carry on the tradition your dad had here. And I think that's the main message we want to let folks know today. Things are continuing here at Raider Auction Company, and that's the way he would want it.
That's right. Dad made such an impact in the agriculture community around here, all across the state and even the surrounding states. And we just want to continue on for that and keep his name out there.
And I'm sure, you know, through his funeral and things like that, you hear a lot of wonderful comments from people who have done business with him over the years and really loved him because of the way he treated people.
Yes, we've had customers say, you know, your dad sold me my first, you know, combine, tractor, whatever. And they say, you know, we've come back to him time and time again to buy. And it's so heartwarming for all the customers to come up and say such amazing things about Dad.
I mean, a 50-year legacy, 50-plus year legacy in the tractor and equipment business is something worth celebrating, you know?
It is, and he knew absolutely everything about it.
Hopefully you guys, I know you guys have worked hard, you and Adam have worked hard over the years to inherit some of that knowledge from him.
We definitely try. If we knew even an ounce of what Dad knew, we would be set on go. But he did, he trained us, and we're going well. We are.
You guys are doing fantastic. I love what you said, Adam. He was like an equipment whisperer, and he just knew equipment.
Yeah, you know, that's his life. His life was equipment, you know, and, you know, outside of that was, of course, his kids and his grandkids. He loved his grandkids more than anything.
Yeah, he does. He did. I mean, if you go to the house, a lot of times grandkids would be there.
Oh, yeah. No, they're always tromping in and out of Mom and Dad's house. You know, they loved spending time with Grand and Papa, and That was a highlight of their day.
And when Jenny was younger, Jenny would get invited. She'd go out there, and she's just part of the family. We always thought the world of you guys for that.
Yeah. Doors are always open. Mom's always want to feed somebody. She loves to cook.
She does. And I have to say, Jenny, it meant so much to Jenny to receive the Raider Family Scholarship this year. And that was something that was very special to her because of we've known you guys for all her life, really.
Yeah, you know, Dad loved to support the agriculture community, but he also wanted to support others, you know, and education is a very important thing, and Dad thought everybody needed one, you know, and that was a good way for him to help out.
Fantastic. So, next auction coming up when?
December 19th.
December 19th, you'll start bright and early in the morning at 8 o'clock, right?
Yes, sir, bright and early, rain or shine.
Rain or shine, big day. It's going to be an all-day event, so come on out and just celebrate his legacy and help make this auction a success, and just follow you along on the website, too.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate anybody that wants to come to help, you know, continue his legacy and become, you know, lifelong customers.
I think it's fantastic. You were telling me earlier, you talked to a gentleman just recently, the same thing Mary said, that sold him his first combine.
Yeah, talked to a guy just Saturday, and he bought a machine from me, and I was glad to sell it to him. And, you know, he's like, you know, your father was straight shooter. He told me a price, didn't budge off of it, and he said, I bought that combine right then and there.
You can't beat a deal like that. That's a great legacy to follow in, you know.
Yep. We're going to try our best to fill his shoes. They were big shoes, but we will fill them.
I think it's fantastic. Well said by both you guys. Thank you so much for letting us come by and talk. Really, just celebrate the legacy of this business, the Raider Auction Company. Of course, we're on 106.5 WKDZ.